I think it's probably about right on schedule for what we expected. I know when we made the move to play him, we thought there'd be some highs and some lows and some stuff in between, and it's pretty much went that way. He started out pretty well in this first couple of games, even though he's had some turnovers, but his completion percentage and his third down efficiency was really good. And what he's really done for us is enable our offense to sustain drives. And we've had, you know, his first game in, we had two of our longest drives of the year, I believe his first two series. So that's continued. It's taken a lot of pressure off of our defense, where the offense hasn't done a lot of three and out. So he's done some really nice things. He's got a long way to go in terms of some of the decision-making that he's done. But overall, I think it's probably right on par for where we expect him to be. Yeah, I mean, for Denard, I mean, you got to give him all the credit and our coaching staff for his development. He had a mindset. He met with Coach Bradley at the end of last year and asked what he needed to do, and Coach Bradley laid it out for him, and over the offseason he got serious about football, gained about 20 pounds, has maintained his weight, and he's just going to continue to get better. I even think there's a higher ceiling for him than where he's at now. He, too, will have some, you know, he'll have some adversity along the way, but he's just really three games into it with being our feature back, and we'll continue to see how he grows. Yeah, throughout all last year, we felt like with Sed and Roy that they played really well in spurts, but throughout the season that they got really beat down because they were playing too many reps. And we felt like in the offseason, if we can get a rotation of 9, maybe 10 defensive linemen, it's hard to get 10 defensive linemen active on a game day, but get 9 up and then have an extra, you know, 10th guy on the roster that throughout the year. And the addition of Ziggy Hood, Red Bryant, Tyson Alualu is playing very well, and Avery Jones, you know, in his second year, has really helped Senderic and Roy play at a higher level because they're not taking the beating and the pounding. And hopefully we'll see, you know, results in week 14, 15, 16 towards the end of the year on that. Yeah, just logistically, you have to kind of do your homework on players. And the NFL hasn't mandated that all players have a passport. And if we're going to continue to play games over here, feel like they should, just in terms of because it limits you. And it limits opportunities for players, too. And, you know, a guy could possibly miss out on an opportunity to come over here and play in a week and be signed if he doesn't have a passport. Last week we had to fly two guys to Miami to get passports that we signed. So, well, we thought it was a clear possibility. And just with the makeup of our roster last year offensively, you know, Brad Meester we knew was retiring. You know, our other, you know, offensive linemen, Cam and Uche were a little bit older. Will Rackley was often injured. So we knew along the offensive line that had to be completely revamped. Running back, Mojo, we weren't sure if he was going to be back or not be back. And then the only for sure ones that we knew were probably going to be Mercedes, Cecil, and Will T. So we knew that there'd be potential of having, we didn't know they'd be all rookies at the time. So, but the way we went about it in free agency and the depth of the draft and on the offensive side of the ball was something that we said, let's take advantage of the draft on the offensive side of the ball this year. It's very important to stay patient. And I think it's critical that when we took this team over that we said we're going to do it with youth and we're going to develop our own players. That's why we hired Coach Bradley, because we knew he had such a great track record of developing players in Seattle. And whether it was seventh-round picks like Demetrius McCrae, college free agents like Avery Jones, they had a lot of players in Seattle like Malcolm Smith, and you know that was the MVP of the Super Bowl, who was a college free agent too, I believe. So, and a lot of late-round picks that produced. And it took them, you know, 4 or 5 years to develop those players and to get to the point where they were a championship team. The benefits of these young guys is they're seeing everything for the first time, and it's not in year two that they're seeing it for the first time. So this time next year, we shouldn't be having this conversation, and we won't be as patient with some of the mistakes that they may be making right now. So you have to live with a little bit of a roller coaster, and you know there's going to be some highs, there's going to be some lows, and that's just because of inconsistencies. But as long as we're continuing to see bright spots, and you see players like Talvin Smith and you know Luke Bowenko at center, Brandon Linder playing really good football. Denard Robinson in the second year. You see those guys and Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns and making plays and doing some things. Hopefully next year, it's going to become commonplace. Yeah, absolutely. Allen Robinson's had, what kind of catches did he have this year? 42 catches. Allen Hurns, 5 touchdowns?
Yep.
Should have been probably 7, right? And yeah. And he's, you know, so those guys, I mean, those signs are great. Over the last 4 games, I believe we're first in the league in rushing, at least yards per attempt. And so with a young offensive line, they're only going to get better as they play together. So, yeah, I see a lot of things. Even when Storm Johnson has played, he shows some definitive run skills, Denard Robinson. And, you know, Toby Gerhardt, you know, now that he's starting to get healthy, you saw some flashes of what he can do last week. So that's encouraging, and I think it's just going to continue to get better.